Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
In Oregon, state lawmakers lawmakers approved a bill that would decriminalize possession of small amounts of drugs like cocaine and heroin.
All right. Where were they in 84?
According to the Washington Post. The move would reclassify possession of the drugs as a misdemeanor rather than a felony. The
we never even thought about, because we were so dumb and young, what cocaine possession, what was the charge?
No idea.
Did you even know?
No.
I'm talking about my home state. Didn't even know. Maybe didn't care. Until something would have happened. Did you know, Craig?
No.
I mean, did you know in Missouri or in Nebraska, wherever you were living at the time?
No.
I didn't know in Pennsylvania, and when I spent some time in Jersey, I didn't know those rules, but I guarantee you they were jail time.
Right.
And not that I was packing all the time, but there was enough sometimes. I had a little seal on me.
There was times when we had it on our person.
No, in a bar. Driving.
At an apartment.
Yeah.
Okay,
with,
granted.
With a bunch of people like laying, splitting stuff up.
Driving with it.
Yeah.
Granted, this is now.
Yeah,
Pennsylvania, possession is a misdemeanor up to a year and or $5,000. Subsequent offenses, 3 years and or $25,000.
Okay, that's 2017. Yeah, what was like when Reagan was in charge?
Yeah, that's a little harder to look up. But.
I know. I wonder if it is easy to look up or not. All right. Okay, but you see, a week in jail would have ruined my life at the time. Yeah, you know, lost my job, parents being pissed off.
That's the thing.
Yeah, I mean, that's the part. Parents, oh my God. My dad listens to the show every day now. He's here. I was talking to my dad last night. He still listens every day. Parents, job, life in general.
My parents,
I don't care about a year in jail. I care about a week in jail.
They freaked out when they found out I smoked weed.
Right. Right.
I would have gone away permanently.
Right.
They would have found out I did.
Now, once again, without Brad, we're not really talking about being drug dealers, or I think we weren't, but we were just around it, and we're just around, you know? Hell, for that matter, check out the state of Nebraska and say 95.
Proponents of the bill hope that it will help people with addiction issues get medical help and address drug policies that research has shown inordinately target people of color.
Yeah, but Sessions wants to put more people in jail, right?
Well, that's...
Which would it target more people of color also?
No, he just wants to put more black guys in jail.
That would be...
The bill has passed the Oregon House and Senate. I'm sorry,
Oregon
House and Senate. Now it goes to the desk of the governor, who is looking forward to signing the bill.
Good for him.
Her.
Good for her. You know what?
Well, that's only going to happen on the West Coast.
Oh, I know.
Well, maybe the Northeast.
Maybe eventually, but still it's got to be the West Coast first.
But red state America.
No.
Would never institute this.
No.
I'm starting to think those states are pretty cool.
They are.
They are.
You know?
Yeah.
Oh. The deal with the crap we got to deal with. We love the city, don't get me wrong, but the fact is the crap is just raining down from the rickets of the world.
Socially,
it just drives me crazy.
They're a little more cool.
The rickets, the brownbacks of the world, all much cooler.
Yeah. Although you find a lot of socially...
Oh, they're pockets.
Yeah, they're socially cool people in all the rest.
Yeah, there are. We hang out with them. We try to hang... I hang out with them.
Yes.
I seek them out.
Yes, I gravitate
I don't hang
them.
Out with non-socially cool people. I should say socially liberal people. I don't hang out with them. Don't want to be around them.
You mean socially conservative people.
I don't want to hang out with socially conservative people.
No.
And I don't.
I don't want to hang out socially.
Well, that's a good point, too.
Yeah, Craig,
but if you have
to,
it's going to be with not those people. And they might not want to hang out with me. I don't care. Which is fine.
Things work out that way.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? NASA is releasing the closest and clearest photos ever of Jupiter.
Oh, the big storm.
The images are from the space agency's Juno mission.
I know. They're better than the clear photos I have of Uranus.
The spacecraft was only 5,600 miles above the surface of the giant planet.
I was only about 56 inches from Uranus.
Yeah, I know, but it was still out of focus.
Well, so I wiped off the camera.
You weren't really.
It was fogging up.
You were a little distracted.
It was fogging up.
The photos offer a new look at Jupiter's famous giant red spot storm.
I'm done.
He's just making it too easy.
Yeah, no, you just can't put that on.
That storm has been going on forever.
The clouds are 10,000 miles wide. The storm is bigger than, well, where we live, Earth.
Yeah, it'd be
part-time Uranus.
Easy job to be a meteorologist in that part of Jupiter.
Right.
Well, it's going to storm again for another 100 frickin' years. Yeah, the big red storm continues today.
Yep.
All right,
good luck.
Back to you.
Back to you. That's a Jupiter newscast, in case you're wondering what that was right there.
Right.
We don't do that bit much. It's an old bit.
Jupiter weather forecast.
Yeah, Jupiter weather forecast.
We don't have a Jupiter news or Jupiter smarts yet. We haven't worked up that bit.
Yep.
Researchers at the University of California, San Francisco Medical Center.
Morons.
A lot of them.
Asked people about their pubic hair and how they have it. 16% go full bush. 84% of us, a little something-something.
The full bush situation is so weird because it was such the norm for everybody for my whole life.
Is this something they put an ad in the paper or online?
Do you call in and say you're full bush or not?
Stop by and tell us about your pubic hair.
Who knows?
How exactly do these studies start?
That'd be kind of franchise we would have.
Or is there
Stop
radio
in and tell us about your pubic hair.
We'd like you to be part of a pubic hair study.
Do you have it? Do you shave it? What do you do with it? Give us a call.
As
By
education,
way, I am actually asking.
Yeah, as education increases, as we get more and more education or educated,
like
so does the likelihood of trimming or something with the pubic hair.
Yeah, I trim mine.
Race also makes a difference. Compared with white women, African Americans are considerably less likely to groom. As age increases, likelihood of grooming decreases, of course.
Nobody's going to see it. Why trim it?
Yeah.
Think about it.
51% of men groom of some way. But that practice decreases with age. You can imagine that.
Yeah.
Top reasons for grooming are comfort and hygiene. Women now believe that grooming feels better and is cleaner, safer, and healthier. Men who groom also believe that it's healthier and more comfortable.
I never thought about either one of those. It is just what you do now. You know what I mean? I don't notice it being more comfortable. Or what was the other one?
Healthier.
I definitely don't think that, because it was healthier when it was hairy.
Hairy and healthy.
In the morning.
I knew it was going to come out that way, but I had to say it that way.
Yeah.
I think it's just because we just do it now.
Right. I do it when I get a request to.
Yeah. Right.
Well,
from
groomers.
Or your wife?
Yes.
Yeah. Sure.
People that do groom believe that trimming or shaving increases their likelihood of receiving.
Pressing it up against the lanai and saying, can you help me out?
Yeah, the old SOTOM.
Oh, I get that, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you'd like to.
It's probably more fun for the ladies.
Yeah, so people believe that if they're a little trimmed or shaved, they're more likely to
get that.
There
was a Razor commercial that featured some models. Do you remember that one? She prefers her man groomed, and then there was Kate Upton. Kate doesn't mind spitting a few hairs out of her teeth.
I think that was the actual line in that commercial too. Right.
Speaking of neatly trimmed, somebody sent us some pictures.
Wait, he's about the fluff come out. And I want to make sure we get the same.
Yeah, remind me, this is about the body, ESPN body issue and some outtake pictures.
Okay. I saw the girls' hockey team, which looks hot. They're all on skates and like in formation. And they're naked.
We got a second, though. Ronda Rousey, very neat.
Hang on here. I got to check that out. I haven't seen that yet. You guys keep talking about
it. Oh, yeah.
Hang on.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello. My name's Kamel.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah, we saw you perform.
Now that the niceties are out of the way, I have to tell you that when you yelled at me, it really threw me off. And you really shouldn't heckle comedians. It's so rude.
I didn't heckle you. I just woo-hooed you. Supportive.
Okay, that's a common misconception. Uh-huh. Yelling anything at a comedian is considered heckling. Heckling doesn't have to be negative.
So if I yelled out, like, you're amazing in bed, that'd be a heckle?
Yeah, it would be an accurate heckle.
I can't wait to see this.
Kamal Nanjiani and Emily Gordon joining us. The movie is The Big Sick. It's out in some places now. Wide release coming up this weekend. Thank you both for making a movie that grown-ups can see.
Yeah, looks really funny, man. Thank you.
thank you.
Thank you so much.
Well, very nice of you.
First of all, Kamal, we're huge fans of Silicon Valley. I want to bring it up real quickly because your character's amazing. TJ's a friend of the show. And we just think the show is excellent.
The whole ensemble is great.
And then I didn't know you two. I didn't know your personal story with you two and the movie. How much of the movie? The movie is based basically on what happened to you two. Correct?
Is this accurate?
Yeah. Slightly? Yeah, it's a version of what happened to us in our first year of dating. Yeah.
Now when the synopsis I read was you were afraid that your Muslim parents wouldn't accept her. Correct?
Right.
And that's what the movie's based on. Yeah. Is your dad as cool as Emily? Is your dad as cool as Ray Romano?
I would say my dad's cooler than Ray Romano in some respects. Ray Romano.
God, I hope Ray isn't listening
funnier.
To this.
Yeah.
This is what Emily's mom said after watching the movie.
What?
She said, "You know, Holly Hunter's a lot prettier than me, but your dad is much more handsome than Ray Romano."
Oh.
And I should not have told Ray that because he has brought it up every time I've seen him.
Oh, man.
He brought it up to my parents. He's brought it up a lot.
Well, first of all, to score Ray, and we mentioned legend Holly Hunter. We love Holly Hunter. How'd you get both those guys in the movie, I should say?
Trickery.
Oh, trickery. Okay. All right. Well, they read the script and they liked it, right?
Yeah, we had to, you know, with Holly, you know, she was our first choice for the role. And so we sent her the script and we had to like talk to her a bunch of times and sort of convince her that we knew what we were doing. Cause Emily and I had never written a script before. I'd never been the, you know, lead of a movie before. Mm-hmm. So we had to sort of talk her and convince her that we knew what we were doing.
Now, it helped to have Judd Apatow involved, absolutely.
Well, yeah, obviously, he's involved. Yeah. That makes a big difference. I agree with that.
With opening weekend, wide release opening weekend, are you nervous?
Yes. Are you kidding?
Always.
I've been nervous for 6 months every day.
But you've got to be happy because the reviews are tremendous.
Yes, everybody's gushing about it. Does that make you nervous?
I'm glad that the reviews are really good, but then sometimes what happens is people are like, well, let's just see how good this really is. Maybe these smarty pants reviewers don't know what I'm talking about. So you know, sometimes people go in with a chip on their shoulder, but also ultimately with movies, it all comes down to how much money it makes. You know, the reviews don't ultimately matter.
Yeah, I know, and that kind of sucks.
You could have a great, well-reviewed film, and if it tanks, you'll never work again, you know? Or you could have something that's terrible that makes $300 million, and you'll be set for life.
Yeah. Was that your quote in Entertainment Weekly, that Optimus Prime has a sword, and you were nervous about
that? Yeah, that's new.
Yeah, how are we supposed to compete with a sword? Optimus Prime with a sword.
Yeah, well...
Yeah.
Well, I won't see... Yeah, go ahead.
You are going up against Optimus Prime with a sword, Spider-Man in high school, and monkeys that can talk. It's very difficult.
Oh, I forgot about the monkeys one, too. You're right. Well, once again, your movie's different. Kamal Nanjiani and Emily Gordon with us, The Big Sick, in wide release this weekend. Looking forward to it. Now, don't you think, Kamal, that, I mean, your success in Silicon Valley is huge right now. So, I mean, people are going to go, hey, if people that didn't know you 3 or 4 years ago now know you, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, that's sort of how this movie got made, and I was able to be the, you know, it helps, again, as Emily said, to have Judd Apatow. But, yeah, it was Silicon Valley. People, you know, I get yelled Dinesh on the street all the time. People ask me where my gold chain is all the time. So, yeah.
Well, you're usually wearing a gold necklace, so that actually does, that helps tremendously.
Oh, you're playing the
yeah,
part.
Yeah, people
there.
Like my hair this year.
Oh, that's right. When you yeah. when you became the spokesperson, you had the cool looking hair. Yeah.
Yeah. Was it cool looking, guys? No.
Well, I don't. Yeah, Emily, do you think it was cool looking?
No, not really. I was like, he would come home from set, and I was like, oh no, what have they done to you? Were you on a roller coaster today? What happened?
Well, they douched it up. They looked like a big douchebag. Yeah.
They douched it up.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I had to shampoo 5 times to get that gunk out every day. It was like to put my head in a vat.
Well, that yeah. scene between you and Guilfoyle when that happens is amazing, when he talks about the product in your hair. So yeah. the writing's incredible, by the way.
Emily's starting to sound like Guilfoyle.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, how long have you guys been together?
We have the same amount of sexual tension. Yeah. We've been together 10 years now, 10 years this month, actually.
Now, that little conversation with the clip we played, did you see him live in a comedy club? Is that how it happened?
That is one thing that is entirely accurate. I saw him at a show. He asked a question of the audience, mm-hmm. and I very helpfully responded. Now, some might consider that heckling.
It is heckling.
It's heckling. No, it's not.
No.
You heckled me, honey.
No, it is heckling. I agree with you on that. We see enough live comedy.
No.
Don't yell at the screen.
Not if the comedian asks a question. Kamel should know that.
Did you ask her directly?
Yeah.
No, I didn't. I asked a rhetorical question, which was no response.
But you asked a rhetorical question and then left a silence in the room, and I thought, let's help this guy out. Listen, I'm a big comedy fan.
Emily,
I've been stand-up for years. I know I'm not a heckler, but that was a special situation, I think.
Well, it turned out great.
Well, yeah, I know, but we're going to get you fighting about this still now. Emily, were you drinking?
No.
But I remember I saw her on the, she's Southern, so, you know, she likes to get into conversations with people on the street and everybody.
All right.
It's great. I'm like, I don't want to talk to anybody. And she's like, oh, where are you from?
Emily, have you since learned not to interact with comedians on stage?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was a one-and-done thing. Otherwise, I'd be married and have movies with a ton of different comedians, and I just don't have time for that. So I did the best one, I think.
And, Kamel, have you learned to stop asking rhetorical questions on stage?
No, because it worked out. I mean, I remember when she heckled me, I looked, and I was like, ooh, that girl is cute. And so I looked for her afterwards, and she was embarrassed, and she left. And then I ran into her a couple of days later at another place, and I was like, hey, you're the girl that heckled me. And then we had the conversation that happens in the movie. And then I asked her out, and she said no. But, you know, ultimately.
Oh, she said no. Okay, well, you know what? I don't want to get too much because I'm going to see it in the movie. We're going to see it in the movie. The big Sick opens up nationwide, Kamel and Emily. Thank you, guys. And once again, Kamel, we love your work and everything. And looking forward to seeing you too, Emily, in this movie. So congratulations.
We're choosing your movie above all the ape stuff and other stuff.
Yeah.
We're going to go your movie this weekend.
Hell with a sword, all right? see you guys. Take care, man.
All right, good luck.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Man, very cool.
Yes.
And he is a stand-up, too. I would love for Colleen to bring him in.
And I'm actually interested in that movie. And I can't...
Yeah, I am.
I can't say that about a lot of movies that come out
I don't
days.
Say it about hardly anything. I'm actually interested
True.
In something. Yeah, so for us to say it about anything is pretty exciting.